Moose Jotaday. Com. Moose Jaw Wacomo MLA Greg Lawrence has had his court charges adjourned to Monday, April 15, so his defense lawyer can acquire more information about his case. Lawrence, 58, was not present in Moose Jaw Provincial Court on March 18 when his matters were discussed. Instead, defense lawyer Estes Fonkalsrud appeared on his behalf and asked that the matters be adjourned for a month so he could receive and review video disclosure from the Crown. Crown prosecutor Rob Parker agreed to the adjournment and told Judge Brian Hendrickson that he would proceed on the alleged charges summarily or a less serious route. Lawrence's alleged offenses are said to have occurred in 2019. According to previous information, the Moose Jaw Police Service charged Lawrence with assault on January 31, after it began an investigation on June 27, 2023, into complaints of assault during an interaction between two people. Specifically, police charged Lawrence with assault, contrary to Section 266 of the Criminal Code, and choking, contrary to Section 267 of the Criminal Code. Lawrence had announced on January 30 that he was resigning from the Saskatchewan Party Caucus after it became known that he was the subject of a police investigation. Lawrence, who had previously announced he would not seek re-election following a single-vehicle motorcycle collision in August 2023, now sits as an independent member of the Legislative Assembly for the remainder of the term. He has been the MLA for the Moose Jaw Wacomo constituency since 2011, winning by 201 votes over NDP incumbent Deb Higgins. Lawrence then won by 695 votes over NDP candidate Karen Purdy during the 2016 election and won by 822 over NDP candidate Melissa Patterson in 2020. The next provincial election must occur on or before Monday, October 28, according to election rules. In the Wacomo constituency, Sask. Party candidate Megan Patterson will face off against NDP candidate Melissa Patterson, neither are related.